This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Intense fighting continues between Azerbaijani and Armenian forces over the disputed Nagorno-Karabakh region. France, Russia, and the United States called for a ceasefire between the two sides. In a joint statement, as co-chairs of the OSCE Minsk group, which is tasked with finding a peaceful solution, the French, the Russians, and the Americans called for an immediate cessation of hostilities between Armenia and Azerbaijan. They also called for leaders of the two countries to commit without delay to resuming substantive negotiations. Armenia and Azerbaijan have dismissed the demands for a truce in the disputed region, where fighting has escalated in recent days to levels not seen since the 1990s. Lebanon and Israel have agreed to a framework for talks on their disputed border. Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports.
Lebanon's parliament speaker, Nabih Berri, said on Thursday the talks would be held under the auspices of the United Nations. Washington, which has been mediating to bring the two foes to the negotiating table, welcomed the agreement. Crucially, one of the disputed maritime areas is on the edge of energy-rich waters, and Lebanon's economy desperately needs a boost. It's close to collapse because of a mountain of debt and decades of mismanagement and corruption, compounded by the devastating port blast in August in Beirut. Border tensions flare sporadically over a wall Israel is building along the Blue Line and the growing arsenal of Lebanon's Iran-backed Hezbollah group, which Israel sees as the biggest threat on its frontier.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Hong Kong riot police patrolling the route of a banned anti-government march arrested dozens of people Thursday, stopping crowds from gathering as Chief Executive Carrie Lam hailed the city's return to stability. Emer McCarthy of Reuters has more.
Police had banned the protest, citing coronavirus restrictions on group gatherings and violence at previous marches. Hundreds of officers conducted stop-and-search activities and cordoned off areas. Protesters wanted to march against Beijing's imposition of a sweeping national security law on June 30 and demand the return of 12 Hong Kong people who were arrested at sea by Chinese authorities in August as they tried to reach self-ruled Taiwan. Thursday's protests came even as Chief Executive Carrie Lam said at a flag-raising ceremony earlier in the day that stability had returned to the city. China's National Day on October 1 is resented by Hong Kong's pro-democracy activists. But for pro-Beijing supporters, it is an opportunity to drum up patriotism in China's most restive city.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. Large groups of Central American migrants heading to the United States from Honduras barged past armed Guatemalan security troops to force their way into Guatemala Thursday. The caravan is the biggest since the coronavirus pandemic hit Central America in March, shutting off travel as well as triggering a rise in unemployment and poverty. It comes just a month before the U.S. presidential election. Republican President Donald Trump has made cracking down on illegal immigration a key part of his platform. Wisconsin is dealing with a troubling rise in serious COVID-19 cases that threaten to overwhelm hospitals, even as President Donald Trump plans two rallies there this week. Health officials in the state said public gatherings have become even more dangerous than earlier in the pandemic. Governor Tony Evers issued an emergency order easing licensing rules to increase the number of healthcare workers able to deal with the mounting crisis. Wisconsin health officials are urging residents to stay home and to avoid large gatherings ahead of Trump's weekend rallies in La Crosse and Green Bay in the run-up to the November 3rd election. The number of Americans filing new claims for jobless benefits fell last week but remained at recession levels, while personal income dropped in August. Initial claims for state unemployment benefits decreased 36,000 to a seasonally adjusted 837,000 for the week ending September 26th. You can find more at our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.